Well, good Thursday morning, church. It's time to spend our few moments that we have each morning together over the reading of God's Word. This morning we are reading Psalm 88. Again, God's saving word today is prayer. And today's reading is an individual lament of someone who is suffering and is appealing to God for help. And so this is Psalm 88, a cry for help. And this could be a prayer that any one of us could just cry out to God and to know that He will hear our cry and answer our prayer. All right. Lord God, my Savior, I cry out all day, and at night I come before You. Hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for help. So many troubles have fallen on me that I am close to death. I am like all others who are about to die. All my strength is gone. I am abandoned among the dead. I am like the slain lying in their graves, those You have forgotten completely, who are beyond Your help. You have thrown me into the depths of the tomb, into the darkest and deepest pit. Your anger lies heavy on me, and I am crushed beneath its waves. You have caused my friends to abandon me, and You have made me repulsive to them. I am closed in and cannot escape. My eyes are weak from suffering. Lord, every day I call to You, and I lift my hands to You in prayer. Do You perform miracles for the dead? Do they rise up and praise You? Is Your constant love spoken of in the grave, or Your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Are Your miracles seen in that place of darkness, or Your goodness in the land of the forgotten? Lord, I call to You for help. Every morning I pray to You. Why do You reject me, Lord? Why do You turn away from me? Ever since I was young, I have suffered and been near death. I am worn out from the burden of Your punishments. Your furious anger crushes me. Your terrible attack destroys me. All day long, they surround me like a flood. They close in on me from every side. You have made my closest friends abandon me, and the darkness is my only companion. Oh, what a depressing prayer. What a depressing situation this poor soul finds himself in. Today's key verse is Psalm 88, verse 9, where he cries out, Lord, every day I call to You and I lift my hands to You in prayer. And yet, there seems to be no happy ending in this psalm. The whole psalm is just a psalm of lament, of complaint before the Lord. I would not think that this was an encouraging prayer at all, but it is encouraging to know that no matter what we're going through, there are others that have been through the same thing. There are others that when they've cried out to God, that it seems like their prayers are just bouncing off the ceiling and coming back and landing in our laps, that God, for some reason, has turned a deaf ear to us. But as did the one who wrote this psalm, that doesn't deter him. He's trusting in God's faithfulness, and every day he cries out to God. You know, you may be going through a testing in your life right now, and you may feel that God doesn't hear your prayers, but now is the time to continue those prayers, to continually cry out before God, and we can be assured of the fact that our God does incline His ear towards the cries of His people. Let us pray. Lord God, every day I come to you in prayer and I call upon your holy name. Help me today and hear my cries. I know that you hear my prayers and you will never abandon me. Amen. Well, that concludes our time together this morning. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow on Friday, the last time that we will get together this week. And God bless you this day.